stretched the end. She cracked her spine and so we sent. While Ruth and Red and Becky and Blue into the confession flew. And in their box unlocked their dreams. While others turned on a wheel through squandered ambitions while marking time. Taught lessons to all adjacent to crime. From a day's reporting the Scotland Yard blotter. Who got who and who got what? But none of that mattered, not one jot. To Penelope, 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 with the dots of the decimal place. While Beckett and Blue and Ruth and Red fight for all I know be dead. A Judah church of both were driven. Who could be somewhere happily living. Just in time to be forgiven.
Oh, bet the finger points now is that love the moi 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 cool down? The easier love is found now that is love.
That is the band Spy Genius doing their version of the classic Squeeze tune, Is That Love. Pulled that off their Blow Their Covers release, which came out within the last year, actually. A bunch of cover songs, so of course, it gets the attention of the Moxster. Speaking of releases that came out within the last year, this one came out within the last 6 weeks, probably. Brand new Elvis Costello and the Imposters before the Spy Genius. The new name. The name of the new album is called The Boy Named If. Penelope Halfpenny is the track that you heard. Also played something from Lanny Flowers' brand new disc, literally out now. It is out. It just came out. Album's called Flavor of the Month. You got to hear Where Did All the Fun Go? And started off the entire set. From, I think, 1978. Some XTC asking, is this pop? Is it? Indeed, the secret answer is yes. Yes, it is. This is also me, the Moxster. So this is Mock. You know, you can reach me on a Friday night. If you're listening to my show on a Friday night, you can reach me in the studio by calling the request line. Any other night, day, evening, morning, you got to use the email. Because I'm not in the studio at those points. Like right now, I'm not in the studio. I'm just going to tell you that. So don't call. But you can send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you want to hear. Gar out in West Mifflin actually did that. He said, Moxster, I got to let you know that we have just passed the anniversary of the birth of George Harrison. And I'd love it if you could play my favorite George Harrison song. And then he was like, but I know you, and you're probably going to play a George Harrison cover. So then he actually gave me suggestions of covers of that song that maybe I should play, which I appreciate. I totally do appreciate. You know what's going to happen? He's right. I am going to play a cover of that song. But I'm not going to play any of the covers he suggested, because maybe he's never heard this one. Gar, have you heard this one? It's Pete Greenwood doing Savoy Truffle.
Cream tangerine and tangerine. A ginger sling with a pineapple heart. Coffee dessert, yeah, you know it's good news. Could have to have a rumple after the Savoy Truffle. Feel your taste all the time we're apart. Coconut fudge really blows down those boots. But you'll have to have them all pulled out after the Samar truffle. Tangerine and melting love.
We'll be right back.
That's Versus doing their version of ELO's Shangri-La. Wrapping up really kind of a quick set of music there for you. Felt compelled to play that one because Gar, who requested the song before that, which was Savoy Truffle, originally done by the Beatles, penned by George Harrison, but I played the Pete Greenwood version. He emailed me from the Shangri-La of southwestern Pennsylvania, and we know that as West Mifflin. Hey, how about some more music of this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program after this quick message?
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We should probably get back into more music, right? Right? You know, by law, we've got to play a certain number on amount of Canadian artists. That's the law. Wait, no, that's the law in Canada. That's not the law here. But why not play yet another Canadian artist? New pornographers.
Not a lot of fun.
I got nothing for you. I got
recorded live at the Cat's Cradle back in 1998. That is some Archers of Loaf here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? You're like, Mockster, where'd you go? Where'd you go? Well, I'm still here. I'm still here. What else? I don't even know what else. Oh, before that, from the Revenge album. From the Revenge album. It was TSOL, the True Sounds of Liberty, doing Nothing for You. Also played some Velvet Underground, title track from the White Light, White Heat release from the Velvets. Leaving Trains in there with a Creeping Coastline of Lights. I want to tell you, I pulled that off the Well Down Blue Highway album that came out back in 1984. Before the Leaving Trains, some New Pornographers. Well, Letter to an Occupant, the song that put them on the map, at least here in Pittsburgh, thanks to your good friends here at WRCT. That might have been 98 as well. Nope, 2000. 2000, I was close. 98, 2000, you just round up by that time. You know, we do have a mock to get to, but first, before we get to the mock, how about this important method?
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo.
Okay, we got that listening to his stereo thing way, way, way back. When all of that, you know, it's the lead up into what? Zombo's Deep Archive, that is correct. I am playing all of my old shows from 13 years ago. And it is for my encore slot, my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, tomorrow, live in your brain, Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But today, I am just kicking back and going to play for you a show originally broadcast May the 29th. So 2009 was the year. So let's get right into the deep archive.
Thank you. That's right. Example here. This is Da 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 by Jack Hinton Orchestra. And we heard the D Natural Blues, started off with Cool DJ. All right, today, one of my favorite letters, one of my favorite grades on the report card. That's right, I'm talking D, which is good enough to get you through. But today's all songs that begin with the letter D. Okay, you're tuning out now? Bye. Bye. I got all kinds of cool D stuff for you. And you want to give a call, 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number where you can call. 412-621-WRCT. Zombo in your brain already. 10:06 here till 3 o'clock. Playing all songs that begin with the letter D. Yep. That's right. Completely ran out of ideas. So for the next, actually it's probably 22 weeks now. You know? Going through the alphabet, seeing what we can get into. Okay, well, you'll know this one, probably. I think I had it. Oh, I thought they had that. I thought they had that Da Da Da, the song by Trio. Remember that one? That was a pretty cool tune. Wonder where that could be. Oh, well, if you don't get it, just don't get it. A lot of people don't get it. A lot of people don't care. They just don't get it. Ah, here it is. Aha. Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, we need something a little more zippy than this. This is a little too, like, you know, black and white cartoon nightmare kind of thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. So anyhow, this is Da 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 by Trio. All kinds of D stuff for ya. Oh, man, I can't wait. I gotta play Daddy Frog next. So I got till 3 o'clock playing all songs that begin with the letter D. Yay. I know it. Your nipples are hard, too. Okay, what's happening tonight at Zombo Gallery? The closing party of the Imaginary Friends Club, Kiltope from Detroit. Last chance to take a look at it is really cool. Like, they're like cannibal cupcakes and zombie teddy bears. It's pretty jarring stuff. I think you might like it. It's Zombo Gallery from like 6 to 9 tonight. Pop in. And then June the 6th, next Saturday. Chicks and Beer, an art show which features illustrations by Eric Luden. It's like pinup stuff. And then, photography by Laura Petrilla. She does all the pinup photography. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. No Soul Bowl tonight. I'll not be at Arsenal Lanes tonight. They have a private party. And if somebody left their keys at the station, please let me know. There's a set of keys somebody left at the station. I don't think they're going to go too far if you do not have your keys. That's it. You get the story on this. You remember this? Yeah. It's a good morning song, isn't it? Not really. I don't care. But I do. Sadly, I do care. Immensely. I get a little too dinky-dink-dink-dink here. Oh, this will wet your drawers.
Well, honey, that was a song of the frogs.
What kind of frogs?
Well, honey, there was Baby Frog, then there was Mama Frog, and then there was Daddy Frog.
Oh, tell me about Daddy Frog.
Well, honey, Daddy Frog went a-rockin' with an old tater bug. Grabbing that scandal with a big frog hug. Well, now all the cats was in the big red box. Rocked and rolled a-rockin' Daddy Frog.
Daddy Frog. Daddy Frog.
Roddy Ryan is chillin' rock and roll. And let you pick up fast on his lily pad.
Daddy Frog.
Anytime I have it such as me, I'm the daddy.
Right, there's a cover version of Daddy Lolo, too. Yeah, love the Daddy Lolo.
take it. Oh, shake it, baby. Tell me, baby. Yes, tell me, baby. Crazy chick walking down the street. I said, ooh, pretty baby, why the steady beat? She said, oh, wow, what a square, don't you dig the scene? Daddy Cool's playing his piano machine. Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool.
This goes out to Junior and Gary. Daddy wants a cold beer by the A-Bones. I think they can use one. Don't forget, Junior, he is at the Smiling Moose tonight, DJing groovy music. So check him out.
the baby.
Just can't resist.
Don't you know?
Your sweet, tender kiss.
All right now.
Your love is so fine.
Well, 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 it warms my blood, thrills my spine. Oh,
and kiss me just once more.
Later, baby, there's your father at the door.
Man, it is just nothing but action here today. You know, I can't wait. I want to play some of the things that just out of, this is right out of the chute. There's two D songs. That's right, because today is all D music. Two D songs I can wait no longer for. But I will wait a little longer because I want to tell you what we're playing. This is Daddy Woo Woo by Big Sambo and the House Records. And Daddy Daddy by Richard Berry, the same guy who wrote Louie Louie. So I guess he had the thing with... Daddy, Daddy, Louie, Louie probably was a big hit somewhere, too. And for Gary and Junior, who are actually toiling this morning, which is kind of unusual for anybody listening to my radio show. They don't usually toil, you know. They don't toil at all. They're just a non-toiling audience. That was Daddy Wants a Cold Beer by the A-Bones. And then we heard... Ray Taz, that was nice. Ray Taz with the Satellites. Now, that was from New Zealand. That was a version of Daddy Cool. Then we heard Mel Turner. Ah, who cares? Some old dead hillbilly. They're Daddy Cool. And then, two earth-shattering versions of Daddy Lolo. Loves. I could play Daddy Lolo.